Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And look, we have a special treat here for you this week. We have our good friend Sheil Kapadia from ESPN to break down the matchup with the Seattle Seahawks. We were so eager to have him on because he did such a great job over the years of covering the Eagles here in Philadelphia. So, Sheil, welcome to the program. We miss you here. We're glad to have you on.
Miss you, Miss Philly, C-Mac. I'm just sitting there next to you, but it's good to talk to you this week.
So, Sheil, let's look at this matchup. The Eagles have won only one game on the road this season. The Seahawks are undefeated at home. Now, Russell Wilson, he looks healthy, coming off his two best games of the season. What do you expect from Russell Wilson in this matchup now that he's more mobile with the knee?
Yeah, he's still not at 100%, C-Mac, so you won't see him take off and run a lot with the football. He only has 60 rushing yards on this season, but really a couple weeks ago, this team made the decision that they needed to be a little less cautious with him. Throw the ball down, use those bootlegs, let him make plays outside the pocket. That's what we've seen the last 2 weeks, 630 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. So Russell Wilson played really well.
So, Sheil, if you look at the numbers, the Seahawks have struggled to get the ground game going. How important will it be getting Thomas Rawls back in the lineup this week?
It's going to be interesting to see how they use him. I don't think he's going to start. I don't think he's going to be the primary ball carrier. The guy to keep an eye on is C.J. Procise, the rookie out of Notre Dame. He played really well last week against the Patriots. So I think Rawls will get back on the field. He hasn't played since week two, but expect them to ease him back in a little bit.
So, Sheil, they're getting Rawls back. Jimmy Graham's having a resurgence at tight end. Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett doing great things on the outside. Is there a concern that the offensive line is not going to be good enough to give this Seahawks team the best chance possible of winning, not just the NFC West, but for contending for a spot in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. That's the number one concern with this team. You know what you're getting with them defensively. They led the NFL in fewest points allowed. But this offensive line has had issues throughout the season. But right now, they're playing better. They're playing better than they have at any point all season. But if at some point this year, whether it's Sunday or later in the year, we're talking about struggles for this Seahawks team, chances are it will come back to that offensive line.
Sheil, last question for you is this. Who is an X factor? Who is someone who is maybe going a little under the radar? We talk about the big names, Russell Wilson, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, all those guys, Richard Sherman. Who's someone that Eagles fans might not really know much about but should keep an eye on this Sunday?
Tyler Lockett, second-year wide receiver. He's battled through some injuries this year, but is a very explosive player, about 5'10", 182 pounds, but a very savvy route runner. Last week, he had 2 explosive plays. He drew a big pass interference, and really he could have had 2 touchdowns, but Russell Wilson missed him on one and didn't look his way on the other. So he's someone I think could really have a big impact on this game, and the Eagles will need to make sure he doesn't take the top off the defense and get open vertical.
Sheil Kapadia from ESPN does phenomenal work. We miss you here in Philadelphia. Sheil, thank you so much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.